WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump making his first appearance at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, telling ABC's Jonathan Carl in a phone conversation that things have changed since the attempt on his life.
He says he's torn up his old convention speech, what he had written. He said it would have been a humdinger attacking Biden. Now he says his focus is going to be more on unity. Those were his words.
Trump announced his vice presidential pick on Monday, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. The search goes on in western Pennsylvania for information into the attempted assassination. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in gunman Thomas Crooks' hometown.
The FBI has conducted more than 100 interviews, many of them right here in the neighborhood where the shooter lived. They've gained access to his phone now. They even know how he was able to take possession of the rifle, but none of that has established a clear motive.
Nearly half a million customers are still without power in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana following a line of severe storms that move through the Midwest. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Police in Portage seized about $375,000 worth of illegal street drugs, and they arrested a man after executing multiple search warrants at an apartment complex. Officers executed the warrants at an apartment complex in the 900 block of Clem Street, where they confiscated about 1 kilogram of cocaine, 15 grams of fentanyl, 21 grams of methamphetamine, 19 grams of LSD, 81 pounds of marijuana, along with drug paraphernalia and a firearm. 41-year-old Jeffrey D. Chappelle of Portage tentatively faces 16 felonies. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
It'll be partly cloudy, a little cooler, and a little less humid today. Our high 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid. With a high tomorrow right around 75. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72. 99.7.
It's 8:03 right now. Rick Springfield, this is Jesse's Girl on 99.7 Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share.
Tainted Love, there is Soft Cell. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 11 minutes after 8 now, Finn. And we got to say a couple of congratulations. And I said a couple because we had so many people text in for those Milwaukee County Zoo tickets. I actually gave away two family four packs this morning. So Jody from Wisconsin Dells, she is one of our winners. And Paula from right here in Baraboo, she is also one of our winners this morning. Congratulations. They're going to be having a great time at some point at the Milwaukee Zoo. And remember, we have quite a few of those tickets to give away. So periodically, we're going to just decide to give away a family four pack or two.
Awesome.
So that everybody can have a good time at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Nice time to go, you know, in the summer when the kids aren't in school, a little family getaway. And Paula, she wants to take the grandkids to the zoo. That's what she's going to be doing. So super,
that's a good family trip, isn't
right?
it?
I mean, going to the zoo. I love that. I love it. We used to go to all sorts of zoos. We've been to zoos all across the country because the boys traveled with us when they were really little quite often. And we would make sure that we always stopped at a zoo or an aquarium. And so they've been to zoos and aquariums all over the country. They got a little aquariumed out because a lot of our travels also took place in the wintertime. And we would end up in an aquarium because it was indoors kind of thing, you know, if it was cold outside. So they got to the point where whenever you'd ask them if they wanted to go to another aquarium, they were like, no, we don't want to see more fish. We don't want to pet another jellyfish, mom. We don't know. These are not things we want to do. So yes, but zoos are always, always, always fun. Now, this is an interesting conversation because, you know, when you're in the bathroom, Finn, no one really wants to be interrupted or rushed. But we've all been sitting on the toilet and heard a little bit of a knock on a door. Yes, particularly if you're a parent, it happens all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So someone just asked the internet, when someone knocks on the bathroom door while you're using it, what do you actually say? And it's kind of interesting because all of the responses are awkward if you really, really think about it. Now, the most popular answer was shouting, someone's in here. Yes, in the third person. At least it's not Frank is in here or Mary's in here. At least you're saying someone is in here. But yes, we do use third person, which is interesting. Occupied is another one that we like to shout when somebody knocks on the bathroom door. I'm almost done. I'll be out in a minute, which might be a little bit too much information. Or just a minute. Another one that we like to yell when somebody knocks on the door. I'm in here, which is strange if you think about it. Do they know you? Do they know what you've been up to in there? Like, why are we... It's just awkward all the way around, no matter what you say, isn't it? Another response on this poll was, yeah, which usually gets the point across that someone is inside. Someone noted that in Japan, you're apparently supposed to knock back, which is a very Japanese thing to do, or at least it feels like a very Japanese thing to do. Someone else said, I understand the silent courtesy of their culture, but that's kind of creepy.
So true. So true.
Well, they are very polite in Japan, are they not? I mean, yeah. They really are a very polite bunch. We could learn a thing or two here in the United States, but they are a very polite bunch. So I love that you just quietly tap back at them to let them know that somebody's in the bathroom.
And it's occupied.
Right? I have to wonder, though, what happens when you're too far away from a door or something, depending on, you know, how the bathroom is arranged and the size, how that actually works out for them. But we won't ask too many questions. A lot of people said that they say absolutely nothing, assuming that the door is completely locked. One person said, I don't get knocking on a locked bathroom door because if it's locked, somebody is clearly using it, which is the other thing, too, right? Like if the door is locked, I mean, there's obviously somebody in there. So is it not just like common courtesy to wait your turn after you do the ka-chink, ka-chink on the doorknob thing? I think so. I never yell into the bathroom. If I go in somewhere and it's a one stall bathroom, a one person bathroom, I check the knob. If it's locked, then I move on. And if it's a convenience store, I'll go get my stuff, pay for it, come back, you know, kind of thing, or just wait outside or whatever. I don't actually shout in there to see if somebody's in there. That's kind of weird.
Well, there's obviously the when you're in a public restroom response,
right.
And then when you're in your own home response.
Yeah.
I feel that's that's the best one because, hey, you know,
hello?
I mean,
the door is locked. Yeah. Other people claim they have fun with their responses. Now, obviously, this was a Reddit thread and a Reddit poll that was done. So we always know we get some of the best out of people on Reddit. Some of the better responses included, come back with a warrant. I like that one. I'm with a client was also another one on the list.
I like that.
Just finishing up the paperwork, somebody else said. What's the password? Oh, that's a really good one as well. Who is it? Which, you know, if you're in your own home would totally make sense. I don't know if I want to ask some perfect stranger who they are. And then finally, someone said they don't say anything. They just scream. Oh, there could be a lot happening with just a scream. Who really knows? But it is interesting that, you know, bathroom etiquette is something that we're still all very uncomfortable with, right? Because everybody uses the bathroom. It's not like it's some big secret that people use the bathroom. It happens. You have to use it periodically throughout the day. I just think it's funny funny that at this stage of the game, we're still all very uncomfortable with bathroom etiquette and what we should do in those particular situations.
Again, so, there's the public restroom versus the in-your-own-home restroom. See, and you only... Do you have just one bathroom out there, Goose
No,
Poop?
We have two. We have two.
You have two, okay.
We have one upstairs, which is the one that's bigger than this, my kitchen, which is kind of weird. And then we have the one downstairs, which is just a shower stool sink, and that's the one Corey primarily uses. But it's really nice because, you know, four people in the house at one point in time, now three, you always at least had a bathroom because there's nothing that drives me more bonkers than when I'm trying to get ready. And I have people, because the boys used my bathroom upstairs as well. And I call it my bathroom because essentially that's what it is, even though Dexter uses it as well. But there was nothing that bothers me more than when I would be in the bathroom trying to get ready to go somewhere. And then there'd be people like coming in and out. Or if I'm in the shower, they'll be like, just in here for a second, just a minute. And then they start using water, flushing the toilet. Right. I'm like, are you serious right now? Can't even get like 5 minutes in the shower by myself. It's okay. It's fine. So there's nothing that drives me more bonkers. So at least they have the bathroom downstairs that somebody can go to if absolutely need be. And then
it can be rough. If you only have one bathroom, it can be quite the trying little situation.
Yes, it can.
You know, especially with teenagers in the house and multiple people.
I am just waiting for the day when the bathroom is all mine and there's not toothpaste in the sink. And there's not hair because, as we know, my children have decided to grow out their hair. This has been an ongoing discussion, which I'm fine with, except for the amount of hair that they now both leave behind. I mean, it is ridiculous the amount of hair that the two of them leave behind. The other day I was cleaning. I went into the bathroom. I had just cleaned it, right? And I went in there, and as soon as I get done cleaning the bathroom, Dexter always goes in there. It just drives me nuts because I know that it's going to look like I haven't even cleaned it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go in there afterwards and he did a relatively good job. Then I looked at the sink and I was like, are you molting? Like, what is happening in the sink right now? Why is there so much hair in there? I don't understand it at all.
And again, this goes back to a conversation that we've had many times on the air before, which is specifically with younger boys when they go in and they use the bathroom and they don't exactly know where to aim or how to aim.
Right.
And they don't clean up after themselves.
It's really disgusting. Yeah. It is so, so disgusting. And I've been there, done that. My kids, I will say, are generally pretty good about that. That was something, though, that I kind of beat into their heads at a very young age because I knew that was going to drive me absolutely bonkers. Now, not to say that we don't have our occasional accidents or, middle of the night things that happen. And they always get cleaned up relatively quickly. And, and I'm one of those people who I clean my bathroom really, really good once, if not twice a week. But every day I do a quick disinfectant on a paper towel, wipe down the sink, wipe down the toilet kind of thing, just because it's a bathroom. And we all know that when you use the bathroom, there are more germs there than in most public bathrooms, even in your own home, right? So even on shopping carts, any of that kind of stuff. So I do wipe things down most every single day just because. And again, I see the amount of toothpaste that ends up in the sink. I see the hair that ends up in the sink. All of that needs to be cleaned up because it's really quite disgusting. Let's be honest. Bathrooms are a really gross place in the house. They really are. Like, kitchens are the place where everybody gathers because that's where all the good food comes from. And then, the bathrooms are pretty much the grossest place of the house. Let's be honest about it. They're really pretty disgusting.
Well, and not all bathrooms are created equal, right?
No, I mean, they're not.
For whatever reason, sometimes there are certain bathrooms that I can't believe we're talking about this today, but there are certain bathrooms that are more complicated to clean than others. Like, they don't need to be cleaned as much as other bathrooms do. And then others, we just moved into this house and it's not that old of a house, but so we have three bathrooms in this house. Okay. And sometimes, so we each have our own bathroom, which is kind of nice. I mean, that's really nice.
You don't have to share space, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not a messy guy, but my bathroom, I swear, is hard. Like, the shower, it's like, okay, we got to clean this again.
Right.
And the sink is horrible. Like, the sink always needs to be cleaned.
Right.
And again, I'm not a messy guy, but that's,
it's just the nature of a bathroom. It's what happens in a bathroom. You're wiping off all the dirt, washing your face, doing all that good stuff. And I think it's just the nature of a bathroom, honestly. I get what you're saying, though, because like our downstairs bathroom, that one, for some reason, even though it's used a lot less than the upstairs one, it is really the one that probably needs the most attention most of the time.
Do you think that's because it's downstairs and it gets damp down there?
Yeah, and I think it's also the boy bathroom, honestly. That's Corey's bathroom. It's the one Dexter goes to when if he can't get into the bathroom upstairs because I'm getting ready or something like that. So it essentially becomes the boy bathroom. And so I think it sometimes just gets a little messier than upstairs just because I'm constantly wiping things down. And I don't, quite honestly, again, that bathroom gets wiped down daily as well. But I don't use it as much, so I'm not constantly in there, like, wiping things down after somebody else has been in there, you know?
Right.
Because I've got this habit of, like, if I go in there and obviously you've turned off the faucet with wet hands and it leaves marks, well, then I'm always going to wipe that off. And I do that upstairs, but I don't use this bathroom downstairs as often, so I'm not doing that kind of stuff quite as much as I do upstairs. So it just gets a little messier. Bathrooms are just all the way around disgusting. Much, much they needed, but a little disgusting all at the same time. So enjoy your bathroom talk this morning, people. Because honestly, you know, with things, in light of things that are going on in the world right now, this might have been the most uplifting conversation some people are going to see all day.
Definitely.
So, or hear all day. So there is that. So,
hey, if we need to take things into the toilet, we'll do it, okay? Because it's a happier place.
Kind of seems like there's a lot of things in the toilet right now when you watch the news.
Yeah.
So there's
so true.
We have that going for us as well. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Partly cloudy, a little cooler and a little less humid today. It's still going to be, we're still going to have to contend with some of that humidity in the air, but not nearly as bad as yesterday. 81 for a high today. And then tonight, clear with a low near 60. Tomorrow, though, is really going to set the pattern for a nice few days. Partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid tomorrow with a high near 75. Right now, it is 71.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts, plus camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Get the best prices on your favorite beer, wine, and spirits at Pierce's East and West Express and BWP Liquor in Lake Delton. Hi, this is Craig. 1.5-liter bottles of Barefoot Wines are just $9.99 this week. 8-packs of High Noon Sunsips Original or Tea Varieties are $16.99. And get 12-packs of Topo Chico Hard Seltzers, also at $16.99 with an instant coupon. Plus, 18-packs of Miller High Life are only $11.99 with an instant coupon. Pierce's Express Markets, serving the area for over 100 years.
99.7, it's 8:26 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning. It's Ricky Martin now, living La Vida Loca, 99.7 Max FM.
She's into superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition, that girl's gonna make me fall. Sensations, new kicks in the candlelight. She's got new addictions for every day.
in New York City. In a funky cheap hotel, she took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, I Love Rock and Roll. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:33 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Now, something I want you to get on your calendar for next Saturday, that is July 27th. It's going to take place from 9 until 2 at Baraboo Candy Company of Baraboo. We are talking about the 4th annual Honoring Our Veterans Car Show. This is also going to be a benefit for the Badger Honor Flight of Wisconsin. They had a really great turnout last year, but they want even more people to come out this year, so they've added some more classes. 50% more trophies, double the amount of dash plaques, and even more all-grass parking area for even more cars to be out there. The show will run from 9 until 2 with participant judging in 17 total classes. They even have classes for both classic and modern vehicles. Now, the event is free for both participants and spectators. They will be collecting donations, though, and 100% of the money raised will go directly to the Badger Honor Flight of Wisconsin. So make sure you check that out on, again, Saturday, July 27th, that 4th annual Honoring Our Veterans Car Show at Baraboo Candy Company. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to lose some of this humidity over the next couple of days, get back to some much nicer temperatures. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports right here on 99.7 Max FM. It's time for your community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of your upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, July 20th, the American Legion will be hosting a brat stand at Viking BP in Reedsburg. Stop by for a delicious meal and help raise money for our veterans. The tasty way to help, you'll find them again at the corner in the Viking BP parking lot in Reedsburg. This will be 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday, July 20th. More details can be found on Facebook. Search Post 350 Reedsburg. On Friday the 19th, celebrate Christmas in July from the Reedsburg Community Lights Group. They'll be hosting a Christmas movie in City Park. From 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., it's the Polar Express. Come enjoy the movie, bring your blankets and lawn chairs. They'll have water and popcorn for $1, root beer floats for $2, or a non-perishable food donation. Again, this will start at 8 o'clock on Friday, July 19th at City Park in Reedsburg. And then the next day, it's Shakespeare in Mirror Lake State Park. This will be from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Before performing the play, the Summit Players will take you through the characters, the plot, themes of Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. Join them to play games, act out characters, and learn how Shakespeare's time is similar to our time in this interactive all-ages workshop. This will start at 1 p.m. with a workshop for kids, then at 2:30 is when the performance will take place. More details can be found on Facebook at Friends of Mirror Lake State Park.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Wow, four lines for only $90 and four new phones for free? Are you kidding me? The time is now to switch to U.S. Cellular. Visit Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
Two brewers, Christian Yelich and William Contreras, will start for the National League tonight in the 2024 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I'm Bill Scott with sports, and a former Brewer, Corbin Burnes, will get the start for the American League on the mound, facing Pirates rookie starter Paul Skeens in the pitching matchup. Teoscar Hernandez of the Dodgers is the 2024 Home Run Derby champion. He clubbed 14 last night in the final round to beat Kansas City's Bobby Witt Jr. Baseball's amateur draft wraps up today with rounds 11 through 20. The Brewers took seven pitchers and a catcher on day two yesterday. Packer quarterbacks, rookies, and injured players reporting tomorrow with the full squad on Sunday. The start of training camp is coming your way on Monday. Marinette's Ty Kretz is the round one leader at the 123rd Wisconsin Amateur Championship at the Legend at Merrill Hills. He fired a bogey-free 5-under-66 yesterday and will start round two with a three-shot lead. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It'll be partly cloudy, a little cooler, and a little less humid today. Our high 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid. With a high tomorrow, right around 75. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72. 99.7.
It's 8:39 right now. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Tuesday. Just had a chance to step outside. Still a little humid out there, but all in all, not going to be such a bad day. Here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers now. This is Refugee on 99.7 Max FM.
We get something we both know and we don't talk too much about it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same somehow.
Oh,
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:42 right now. And Finn, we need to go through our calendar days here because, well, we always need something important to look forward to, even if it's a good food and drink, right? We can always get behind that, especially on a Tuesday. Now, I'm looking at our calendar days. If the pop-up ads would go away, that would be even better. All right, here we go. So today is Guinea Pig Appreciation Day. Of course, we're talking about the cute little furry guinea pigs. And so if you love a good guinea pig, this is your day to go appreciate them. They're awfully cute. They make a lot of noise in the middle of the night, though, when they decide to move around and you're trying to sleep. So be warned of that, people. Very, very warned. It's also World Snake Day. Don't allow your snake near your guinea pig because that's going to be a problem.
Not good.
Definitely a problem. It's also National Personal Chef Day. I mean, anybody who does all the cooking in the house, you probably feel like you're everybody else's
personal
chef.
That would be
chef.
You. Yeah.
That's exactly. Exactly. It is also, now this is a good one. Today is AI Appreciation Day. Artificial Intelligence Appreciation Day. This is a day apparently now that we celebrate, or at least, I don't know, recognize. It's a day when we can all share our appreciation for AI not taking our jobs, at least yet. Of course, there are aspects to appreciate about AI, and it's a significant part of the future if used for good, not evil. Most of us are clinging to the hope that it will largely remain a tool and not some sort of human replacement. So this is a safe celebratory story, which shouldn't be too triggering for a lot of people. New research is showing that AI is capable of making people more creative, but there's a significant drawback to that, Finn. In fact, a new study recruited 300 amateur writers to write a brief story, and they were split into three groups. One had to come up with ideas on their own, one got a single AI-generated idea, and one got to choose from multiple AI ideas. Ultimately, they found that when AI was able to make the writers more creative, especially the worst writers, which makes sense, the groups who used AI had stories that scored better for novelty and usefulness. Now, even though AI helped people out individually, the collector group was less creative than the group that didn't use AI. In other words, the groups that used AI had a similar range of creativity than the ones who came up with ideas on their own. One researcher said that they do worry that if many people are using this on a large scale overall, the diversity and creativity of the population will go down. Really? Really? You think, huh? Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm glad it took all this research in order for them to figure that out. Of course, that's only a problem if people stop thinking on their own. Really? We're already going to say people have stopped thinking on their own. Okay. Or if companies stop hiring people to think on their own. Kind of seems like AI on those two trends might be behind the curve a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, so AI does have its purposes, I guess. Still not something that I'm very excited about, but hey,
we'll
you know,
see.
Here we
we'll
are.
See. And we
here
have
we
this
are.
This big day to celebrate now, which came around pretty fast, actually.
It did. It did. You notice it takes some of these things that are, you know, important days in history years to get recognized.
Uh-huh.
AI took about a year and a half, so
right.
There, we have that going for us. You know where our priorities are at, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It is also, when it comes to the good food ones today, because who wants to talk about AI? It's National Corn Fritter Day today. So if you love yourself a good corn fritter, it's also National Fresh Spinach Day today, if you love spinach. And I do love a good spinach salad every now and then. No, I'm not going to sit down and just have spinach. It's got to have some stuff added into it, or it's got to be cooked properly. But spinach is pretty darn good. And it's also National Cherry Day, or as I like to proclaim, one of my favorite days of the year. I'm a huge cherry fan, and it's really hard, obviously, to get cherries for a good portion of the year. So this point of the season, I am all about them. I will buy bags of cherries until they are no longer in the stores because I love good fresh cherries. And we know the season for those are very, very short, though, unfortunately.
And then are you overall a fan of cherry flavors then?
No, because then they taste fakey and weird. You know, if you add too much cherry flavoring to some stuff is okay. Don't get me wrong. It just depends on what it is. But I don't really love cherry pie fillings or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I really just love fresh cherries. That's what I ultimately prefer. But, you know, each their own. I'm not going to judge you if you want a fresh helping of cherry pie with some vanilla ice cream on the side. You do what you got to do sometimes, Ben. I understand this.
Yeah.
Taking a look at the forecast right now. Partly cloudy, little cooler, little less humid today. today with a high near 81, clear down to 60 tonight, then partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid tomorrow. It should actually be lovely with a high near 75. Right now, it's 71. The morning show here on Max FM brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
I'm here today with Joyce with the Sauk County WIC program. What exactly is WIC?
WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children, and is a supplemental nutrition program that provides specific nutritious foods during those critical times of growth and development. Also, we work one-on-one with families to help keep them healthy and strong.
Who is eligible for this program?
Many people think they do not qualify for WIC, but the truth is the income limits are very generous. For self-employed families, we look at their adjusted gross income for eligibility.
Is there anything that people might not know about WIC?
Actually, we have been really excited these past few years to provide families with the option to purchase more fruits and vegetables at the local grocery store. And during the summertime, we give families some extra checks to purchase fruits and vegetables at the local farmers market, which helps support Wisconsin farmers. If you want more information about WIC, please call us at 608-355-3290.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Back Road Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop BaraboomOtors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM. WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.